So the big baseball hero takes the field.
The third baseman, number 13, Alex Rodriguez.
Superstar Alex Rodriguez batting cleanup for the Yankees and finally coming back to play. The only bit of drama last night in the 8-1 bludgeoning of the Yankees by the White Sox. But the A-Rod story is much bigger than the game. In fact, bigger than all the Major League games last night. After months of rumors and dithering and lawyering, Major League Baseball announced suspensions and performance drug violations for 13 players. All but one accepted the penalties and will miss 50 games. But Lucky 13 A-Rod is appealing. He also got a much bigger suspension, 211 games, the rest of this season and next season. But because he is appealing, he is permitted to play until a decision sometime later this year.
I'm sure there's been mistakes made along the way. We're here now. I'm a human being. I've had two hip surgeries. I've had two knee surgeries. I'm fighting for my life. I have to defend myself. If I don't defend myself, no one else will.
Can he defend himself, though? Joining us now, Jay Goldberg spent 15 years as a sports agent. He owns Bergino Baseball Clubhouse, which is a baseball-related shop and gallery right here in New York City. Jay, welcome.
Thanks. A pleasure.
So what do you make of the Rodriguez brand at this point? The tabloid headlines calling him a bum, et cetera, aren't exactly complimentary.
No, they're not, although that brand has been around for a long time already with A-Rod. I don't think that part has changed. None of this is a surprise.
Why do the majority of the suspensions result in acceptances and these players sort of deciding to lose their 50 games and go on? And why does A-Rod decide to appeal and suffer this 211-game suspension?
That is the great question, and that's what we're going to find out, assuming A-Rod does go through with this appeal. There's still a chance, a slim chance, but I think there is a chance there could be a settlement in the next day or two. It's possible. Not likely, but possible. But assuming this does go through, why did certain guys get 50 games? Why did everyone get 50 games other than Ryan Braun, who got 65, and A-Rod got 211? That's really the crux of this.
What is it about this Biogenesis scandal that is different from previous performance-enhancing drug scandals that sets this apart, that appears to give Major League Baseball so much more leverage? And again, we don't hold many of the cards right now.
Yeah, we don't know most of the evidence. If assuming A-Rod goes through with the appeal, we're going to find everything out, both what A-Rod did and what Major League Baseball did with Biogenesis and Anthony Bosch, the owner of Biogenesis, which may not look too good for Major League Baseball, potentially, if all that comes out.
And it's Bosch's word, apparently, versus these players. And it's my understanding that none of these players has actually failed a drug test. Certainly A-Rod has not failed a drug test.
Right. None of these players of this group have failed a drug test. And that's another very interesting part of this whole situation.
It doesn't feel like a smoking gun, and yet these 12 players basically said, we're not going to fight this.
Yeah, the question is, I think in some way that answers the question of is 50 games a deterrent? If every player took the settlement, I think it answers the question that 50 games is not a deterrent. So I think that's something that'll have to be discussed as well.
So thinking about branding here, what happens to all the A-Rod memorabilia in your shop? Does that go to the front right by the window, or does that go in the back in the closet?
Well, for better or worse, we have no A-Rod memorabilia in our shop. We have no current player, actually, in our shop. It's all a love letter to baseball, to the past. So we haven't been impacted as far as the steroid situation goes.
And in terms of A-Rod's future, this pretty much disqualifies him for the Hall of Fame, disqualifies him for even the record book, unless he comes back and has an unbelievable season in 2015.
It does not necessarily disqualify him for the Hall of Fame. Will Barry Bonds one day get in? It's possible. There's another interesting story, though. A-Rod is actually 13 home runs away from passing or tying Willie Mays. He's 67 home runs away from Babe Ruth. What happens if he does play, and what happens if he hits those numbers at some point? That'll be another circus show.
Although Pete Rose holds all kinds of records, and he's banned for life because of his gambling problems.
Right. That's why he can't make the Hall of Fame, because he was banned for life. The other players who got in trouble, in theory, could make the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose cannot.
So in your view, is A-Rod and the people that you talk to in your shop and your pals, and what do the agents think for that matter? Is A-Rod a victim here, or has he really just blown it? I mean, he does feel like a three-time loser here.
Yeah, it's hard to view him as a victim. He's not a likable person. I don't mean personally. I've never met him. Most people have never met him, obviously, which is partly why they decided—
We could ask Madonna, I suppose, right?
Yeah, that'll probably be a book unto itself.
Exactly.
But he's because he's not likable, he's the easy target.
Do you think 211 games is too big of a sentence here? Does it invite the appeal, invite a challenge?
I think it did invite the challenge. I think if the commissioner did not get swept up in greed and some other reasons why he did this and just would have offered A-Rod, here's 50 games like every other guy, my sense is A-Rod would have accepted it.
So Selig had a chance to put this to rest in your view, and he may have overreached here, and that's going to keep this issue going.
Absolutely. He definitely overreached.
All right. Jay Goldberg spent 15 years as a sports agent. Would you say, as you're putting your agent mind on here, that is A-Rod still valuable as a baseball star at this point, or is he more of a liability?
He's most likely a liability. Just given his age, it doesn't look like he's going to be the player that he was, obviously.
Today, Jay Goldberg is the owner of the Bergino Baseball Clubhouse, a baseball-related shop and gallery right here in New York City. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We're hearing from you about whether those suspensions are the right move. Our number is 877-8-MY-TAKE. On Facebook, Chris told us, sad for A-Rod. He has no one to blame for himself. But it's the culture, too. Not too sure if all of us wouldn't do the same. For millions of dollars, take this drug and you'll heal faster, get back in the game. No one will take your spot. Kevin says, if an organization isn't going to tolerate performance-enhancing drugs, then this sends a clear message that they don't tolerate performance-enhancing drugs. Plain and simple, the days of whack-a-mole in dealing with doping may be ending. You can add to this conversation on Facebook at facebook.com/thetakeaway. And you can always call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or follow us on Twitter at The Takeaway, all one word, at The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable developments in communities across the country.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.